Little Jimmy was on his second, and maybe it was his third, last beer of the night, down at the COVID-spaced pilot lounge the night he'd gotten his second inoculation, so naturally he was celebrating. Maybe a little too hard. Jerry's grandson had just been accepted into a prestigious private college, a fact that he announced with a toast to the kids, at which point Jimmy's ebullient mood did a 180. "My kids," he said solemnly, "are still paying off student loans. Joe's got a job at Amazon, a mortgage that weighs a ton and just barely hangs on. Ronnie's out of rehab, totally broke. He just gave up, all I can see. Wasn't it supposed to be our kids would do better than us? What the hell happened to this country?" "Well, you want to kill a buzz, this is one way to go about it. Two-toke, kidless, and not exactly the poster child for the American dream," declared, "Nobody promised us a rose garden, Jim." Little Jimmy gave that pearl of wisdom a fat snort of derision. "I wanted more for my kids. I expected more. That's what America was all about, a ladder up to the next rung. Or a rung on the next... hell, you know what I mean. A bigger slice of the pie," T.T. said, not exactly trying to help. "Bigger house in the suburbs, trip to the Greek islands." "Better vintage wine," Jerry tossed in. "Two chickens in every pot," Harry chimed. "Two pots for every chicken." "Did I say that?" "Don't you guys get it?" Jimmy moaned with emotion. "It's a downhill slide now, and you think it's okay?" "Make America great again," Jerry asked, risking a quick end to the night, and sure enough, Jimmy gulped his last beer and declared it was time to go home. Jerry lives in a 4,000-square-foot McMansion on the bluffs overlooking views of Mount Rainier, the Olympics, Whidbey Island, and the Saratoga Straits. He retired at 45, a dot-com millionaire, been bored ever since. The rest of us layabouts basically retired early, too, but without stock options or 401ks or pensions. T.T. watched little Jimmy put on his coat forlornly, muttering, "Night, guys," and head for the door. "Too bad I don't have kids," Tom said, finishing his own drink and standing up to leave too. "I guarantee they'd be a rung up on me, but I doubt they'd be happier." Downward mobility on the South End never was much of a cause for concern, I guess.